Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today, I have two very special guests from the Heartland Coalition, Mark Hansen, the CEO President, and Terry Steele, the Marketing Consultant. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miriam. Happy to be here.
And thank you so much for all of your wonderful work with East County Magazine over the last 8 years.
Well, you're welcome. Full disclosure, Heartland Coalition is the parent nonprofit of East County Magazine, but we're actually here today to talk about some other very exciting Heartland projects going on, specifically Heartland Youth Build, which I understand just got a great big grant from the federal government. Mark, can you tell us what that's about?
Sure. It's a grant for $1.1 million, and the grant focuses on generating tiny homes, so they're affordable, and on getting students between 16 and 24, their high school diplomas, and also certificates in a wide number of construction trades. This year, we're focusing on architecture and design, as well as rough and finish carpentry, and the students all get certified by the National Home Builders Institute and their pre-apprenticeship program.
That's fabulous. Affordable housing is such a critical problem in this area. There's just been some studies coming out. One of them found San Diego to be one of the least affordable housing markets in the nation right now. And of course, there's a lot of homelessness because of that. So it's a wonderful project that you're doing. Terry, can you tell us a little bit about Youth Build itself and what that's all about and what the mission is?
Certainly. Youth Build is a program, as Mark mentioned, funded by a $1.1 million Department of Labor grant. What we do is engage disaffected 16 to 24-year-olds, those from economically challenging areas who don't have a high school diploma and who don't have a job currently. What we do is then introduce them to the Youth Build program, help them get their diploma, give them two meals a day, public transportation to and from school, and commensurate with getting that diploma, we offer them field-based training in green building in construction, building those affordable homes so they can have a real sense of accomplishment and community, but also learn marketable skills upon graduation.
That's so important for the youth today. Now, how is Youth Build funded? Is it all from the federal government, or are there other sources as well?
There are other sources as well. Heartland Sustainable Housing has housing in other states. Chicago is a place where we have some homes. And when we can renovate and sell those, they can contribute to our overall Youth Build budget. We also receive donations and also smaller grants, a number of smaller local grants. And that's an ongoing basis. We're looking to banks for Community Reinvestment Act funding. And they get tax credits in doing that. We're negotiating with three banks right now, and they're going to talk to our students on Fridays about financial literacy and financial planning. So
right.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Marvelous. And of course, Heartland is a 501c3 nonprofit, and so individuals can donate as well if they want to support this or any other Heartland project.
On our website, right.
Miriam, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because in addition to obviously what we need to fund the program itself, being able to introduce technology, perhaps computers, certainly materials when the kids are out there building those affordable homes and building special projects like some sustainable sheds that we're looking at introducing as a part of our micro-entrepreneurism program, all of that can come into play to really help make this program even more meaningful than it currently is.
So you're saying people can donate goods as well as services if maybe they have some spare computers sitting around they're not using, that sort of thing.
Yes, we've had 7 computers donated and one from East County Magazine. Thank you very much. We also have a program called Green Smart Sheds and Backyard Chicken Coops, kind of a long, funky name. But what we do with that, we design sheds for the city that are 10 by 8, and then for the country that are 12 by 12 tack rooms and things, and the students build them, and we
wow.
do that in a very economical manner, and so they can look at their small business development, at least in developing the skills to run a small business, and that's a part of our training program as well, and they can get credit for that with for their high school diploma too.
Fabulous. Those chicken coops sound like something that would be really popular out here in East County. There's a lot of people getting into raising their backyard flocks these days. Now, how do you determine who qualifies for a Youth Build education through the Youth Build Charter School?
They would respond to some media that we've done in churches and theaters, and Terry's prepared some wonderful articles. When they do that, they are invited to come in for an interview, and they're also invited to do that on the website. When they get the website, heartlandyouthbuild.org, when they come in, they will fill out a long application, and we're sorry it's so long, and then come back usually another day to take something called a TABE test. It's a two-hour test of adult basic education skills, and we'll focus the curriculum to make sure they learn those skills, to make sure they can do well on the SAT if they'd like to go to a four-year school. And we have relationships with City College, Grossmont College, and San Diego State. So they have a full gamut of potential careers. Next year, we're adding advanced manufacturing, healthcare, financial services, and in 2 years, we would add a culinary arts program.
Very good. Sounds like a very varied bunch of programming. Terry, it looks like you've got something to say.
Well, yeah, I wanted to say one of the things that really attracted me to Mark's organization and the Youth Build program is that this program uplifts young people for whom traditional school just hasn't worked.
So people that have aged out or have dropped out or for some reason didn't get their high school diploma?
Yeah, or could be working to support their families. I mean, these folks are experiencing terrific hardship. And
yes,
to be able to find someone who cares about them, who can introduce them to marketable skills they can use in the real world, to provide them with immediate part-time jobs that allow them to earn while they learn.
Wonderful.
All of this really plays into the needs of those we're trying to help.
Yeah, that's such an important thing today with so many people who are low income, or maybe they're a refugee and they're helping to support their family, all these different things that we're seeing.
We have a full-time job developer, and he had seven students' jobs just last Friday. Some were at Lowe's as food handlers. They went and did their training, and they all got jobs. So we placed students in part-time jobs that still allow them to get their diploma and their construction certificates.
Very good. Can you tell us a little more about the students at the school?
Yes. By and large, there are students who started high school but dropped out in the first couple of years for economic reasons. Some are from as far away as Chula Vista, some from El Cajon, and many students from El Cajon Middle School don't get to El Cajon High School because there's supportive efforts for their family. So their mother, who might not have a man in the house, is supporting younger brothers and sisters. So they go out and start a cleaning business, work very hard at jobs in fast food restaurants, but the jobs don't pay enough that it would allow them to progress in their life or get a car, go through school. The construction jobs will start at $16 an hour and rapidly go up to $24 an hour, and they could get through college that way even if they didn't have a scholarship.
Yes, exactly. Can you provide us some details about the curriculum at the Heartland Youth Build School?
Sure. We have a full curriculum, and the course requirements to graduate are 200 units like any other high school. They can get up 45 units of electives. There's some special things about our curriculum. One is we use the Khan Academy, and in the entrepreneurship program on the Khan Academy, we equate that to our small business development, but it has interviews with Elon Musk of Tesla and SpaceX. We have a lot of guest speakers. We have a strong emphasis on social and economic justice. The students are active in the community. They get credit for that. And they have all the traditional courses, 3 years of English, and they have math, science, and biology, all covered in small classes of no more than 15 students. And when they go out to the construction field, they might be in a one that has construction in the morning and academics in the afternoon, but then they switch. We have a bus, and the bus takes them back and forth to the construction sites, so they'll get in their full academic setting. The class goes from 8 to 3 after school, and 8 to 8:30 is a breakfast and a family meeting. But after school, they get additional tutoring if they're having problems with some specific problems on a subject. When they take our construction course, they have construction math, so they review fractions and decimals that they had in grade school, but people get rusty on them, and then we convert those same lessons to algebra, and so we consider the pre-algebra. Fractions are a lot like algebra, but that's with X's and O's and not always with numbers, so we tie all that together.
Very good. It sounds like there's a lot of practical hands-on skills that they get in a very caring environment. Terry, did you have something to add to that?
Yeah, what I wanted to say is that it's indisputable that the core education you get in getting that high school diploma is certainly key. But with cuts in traditional industrial arts programs, it doesn't necessarily guarantee meaningful employment after graduation. Youth Build is filling that void by offering students the construction training that Mark referenced earlier. This is from the National Association of Home Builders, Home Builders Institute. And this year's inaugural session for 2017 will help our students qualify for a pre-apprentice certificate in carpentry. Some of the classroom instruction that we're going to be focusing on includes SketchUp 3D virtual building modeling, and that's applied to the actual Youth Build projects, be they the affordable homes that we're talking about building or those environmental sheds, our green smart sheds.
Right. So they will get a full curriculum, and they also get some career choices that have jobs in them right away. And we try to correlate the part-time jobs we get for them with their career interest. Each student has an individual learning plan, and it has seven areas of goals and plans of action for meeting those goals. So we do a great deal of goal setting and achievement.
And to complement all of that, we also have a broad brush construction-based curriculum. It's not just carpentry, but the basics in cross-cutting trades like electrical, plumbing, green building, and solar are obviously also addressed in the building of these affordable homes.
Great. So very cutting-edge skills to have in this growing green tech, clean tech economy we have here in San Diego County.
Literally and figuratively.
There you go. Now, the Youth Build Charter School itself is in a very central location, I understand, in City Heights. Can you give us details, please?
Yes, it's in the easternmost part of City Heights, so it's right in East County Magazine territory. It's about a mile and a half from San Diego State. It's across the street from Colinas del Sol Park, and there our students have swimming, free golf. We have a golf team we're developing to compete, hopefully, with Crawford and Hoover. We also have a softball team. And
very cool.
We have some good athletes. We have the student who was the CF wrestling champion last year. He's going to probably go to the Olympics. So he's not on our softball team because he continues to practice wrestling. They can get their PE credits if they don't have it. And we have a lot of outside activities. On Friday nights, we have barbecues and movies, and we go out and share with people in the community what we're doing with our program.
So if people wanted specifics on where to go, we're located at 5280 Orange Avenue, and that's in San Diego, as Mark had mentioned, with a zip of 92115, if you wanted to introduce that into your smartphone. We are open Monday through Friday from
8 to 5.
And we allow kids to come on by, check us out, and they can actually go through an initial screening right then and there.
We have counselors there who would do that.
And the website is heartlandyouthbuild.org, so people can go there and find information online.
Some people go to the other one, which is heartlandcln.org, and it has just very little on Youth Build. It covers seven other programs, so the best bet on this is go directly to the Youth Build site.
And then folks can also call 619-546-9259 or text Youth Build to 31996 to gain more information.
Okay, very good. So how are you promoting Youth Build and all of the wonderful things that you're doing there?
We have some special events and some special activities. One of them that is an event that Terry's worked very hard on, our car show. It's an event that will take place May 13th, and Terry, maybe you'd like to mention more about the car show.
Oh, please do. We have a lot of classic car lovers out here in East County who'd probably want to show up and learn more about this.
We sure do, Miriam. As a matter of fact, we're working with the San Diego Car Alliance and the 190 or so different car clubs that they have in their group to introduce a wide array of vehicles at what we're calling our inaugural Cool Car Classic. It'll be held at the Youth Build Campus of 5280 Orange Avenue in San Diego, and we'll be introducing a $250 Best in Show car prize, cash prize, for the winning vehicle. We'll have a People's Choice competition. And what we want to do is really introduce a fun, family-oriented event that also piques the interest of the 16 to 24-year-olds we're interested in introducing to Youth Build, and certainly their friends, family, and advocates who may know someone who could benefit from the Youth Build program. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 13th. And it's free to the public.
Free to the public, $25 to enter a car. We've noticed over our 18-year history in employment, people have an interest in building cars, also have an interest in building houses. We had a car company
for a while,
and everybody there in off seasons would rehab houses, and then they'd rehab cars. So we're hoping to get some interest.
So you're tying it all together. Right. And unlike most car shows, the revenues from this one are helping to benefit the nonprofit programs that you've just been hearing about, the wonderful things that they're doing at Heartland's Youth Build to help students graduate, get their GED, and find good-paying jobs right here in San Diego.
One thing that Mark is always saying that we all fully subscribe to is that now more than ever, it's really important for our youth to understand their available options in choosing and pursuing their academic and career goals. And we want these young people to know that a good education and high-wage careers are attainable no matter what their financial background.
Fabulous.
I wanted to mention also on the car show, Group San Diego, GROUPE, is our partner in this, and they come to all of our planning meetings, and they're just terrific people, and they've been a big assistance to us in planning this.
And Miriam, I've got to say, they've got some sweet lowriders. If you want to see some classic, exciting cars and talk to the people who know them inside and out, this is the place to be. Muscle cars, lowriders, Mustangs, just Corvettes, a Hellcat.
Lots of classics from the 50s and 60s, a whole Chevy collection, cars that go back to the 20s and 30s, and we'll probably have an electric car there too.
Very good. And if you are revved up listeners about this classic car show and you want to come out and take a look, once again, the website for that is
www.heartlandyouthbuild.org.
And keep in mind, too, this event is right behind Faith Lutheran Church. The school's located in a Lutheran school that was built years ago. And sometimes people don't see it behind the large church.
It's a non-religious school, of course, but it's located on a church property. There.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you'll be seeing those 70 cars lined up, and you won't want to take your eyes off them. So we welcome one and all. It'll be a great day of fun and enlightenment as well.
You bet.
Very good. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Mark Hansen and Terry Steele from Heartland Youth Build in San Diego. You can find out more about them at heartlandyouthbuild.org. I want to thank both of you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you very much, Miriam.
Thank you, Miriam. Always a pleasure. Really enjoy the magazine as well.